Senators Cotton and Loeffler ask DOJ to investigate college segregation. By Tom Sakata on November 9, 2020. Senators Tom Cotton, RR, and Kelly Loeffler, RGA, asked the Department of Justice this week to investigate university programs that discriminate based on race. Cotton and Loeffler urged Attorney General William Barr to swiftly address potential violations of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. According to a report by Campus Reform, Senators Tom Cotton and Kelly Loeffler are urging the Department of Justice to investigate universities and colleges that may be operating in violation of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. In the letter, the senators write, "I write to bring your attention to an alarming trend of apparent racial segregation in schools in the United States. These cases appear to violate Title V of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Which prohibits discrimination on the basis of race in federally funded programs or activities," the letter reads. "I urge the Department of Justice to investigate these and similar cases as part of our nation's commitment to equality before the law." The letter cites two discussion group events that were held at the University of Michigan. During the discussions, students were separated based on their race. On September 8, the Center for Social Justice and Inclusion at the University of Michigan Dearborn hosted two virtual cafes, or online discussion groups, that were segregated on the basis of race, with moderators also segregated on the basis of race. The cafes were advertised as opportunities for students to gather and discuss their experience on campus and in the world as members of a particular racial group. Breitbart News reported in February 2018 that Stanford University had banned male students from the gym during certain hours of the week. University of Michigan, Flint, Professor Mark J. Perry argued that the policy violated the university's own commitment to non-discrimination. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.